Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Because we're Christians, we have to approach this in a Christ-like manner. And you know, we have to think about, you know, when you turn the other cheek and when do you fight. I'm not a believer that what we do is just simply capitulate, because my belief is if we simply capitulate, it will not stop where it's at right now. It'll keep going. For the people who have Christianophobia, if you have this fear that Christians are trying to take over the world and set up a theocracy, then it becomes quite easy for you to justify doing things that are wrong. So I don't think capitulation in and of itself is the solution. What I do think is that we have to weigh when we're going to fight and when we're not going to fight. And I think the way to weigh it is this a larger principle, or is it just that your feelings are hurt? If there's a larger principle, then sometimes we're going to have to take stands that are uncomfortable, but still fight for them. If it's just that your feelings are hurt, you may want to think, do you really want to create a fight with another individual simply because your feelings are hurt? So, you know, there's no one right answer for all situations as to how we should address this. I do think that we as Christians have to begin to infiltrate some of the cultural institutions that we've sort of left behind. That means we have to have Christians not just in Christian colleges teaching, but in secular colleges teaching. Not just in Christian media, but in secular media. And not necessarily to do Christian things, but just to be a presence and a voice there, so that we can challenge some of these misconceptions, some of these cultural ideas that have developed in our society. So it's a long battle. I don't think we're going to, people are looking for a quick victory. I think they're going to be disappointed. I think we're going to have to persist, and maybe generational. But I do think that is a battle that we're going to have to engage in.
So as you've, you know, researched and talked about it and considered it, are there some areas in which, you know, we're going to just have to compromise and give up some of our positions in an effort to find common ground? Because I know you do talk about, you know, ways that we can work together and find solutions that ultimately we want to find some common ground. Is there, you know, do we win the battle and lose the war, or do we lose the battle in effort to win the war?
Well, you know, I would suggest that Christians, you know, whether or not we've ever been a Christian nation or not, that at this point in time, Christians just have to accept that we're not a Christian nation. You know, at this point in time, I don't think it's realistic to think that we're going to have a Christian culture no matter what we do in the short term. Now, you know, maybe long term, that may change over time. But when we look at what's happening, we look at what's happening in the media, and we look at what's happening in other areas of our society, we're going to see lifestyle patterns. We're going to see actions that, you know, we may not like as Christians, but we're going to have to accept that they're out there and that they're going to be a dominant part of our culture at this point in time.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.